It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
It's Friday the 3rd, which means it's the day before the 4th. We're still talking to Watch Fox Sports anchor Mike Yuva. Mike, as you get geared up for tomorrow, what are some of your 4th of July traditions?
I think one of my favorite ones is being able to watch Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Being able to watch Joey Chestnut just stuff about 60, 70 hot dogs down his throat in 10 minutes.
You watch that and you're like, oh God. Every now and then I'll eat a whole pizza by myself and I'm like, I'm disgusting. I don't know how they do that and feel okay about it.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is something that's gone on for over 100 years now, and it's going to be much different tomorrow. It's not going to be the way that people have seen it to be in the past. Just because of what's going on with the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit different. Because usually you have about 20, 25,000 people that come out there to Coney Island just cheering these guys on. You know, whether it's tipping 90 degrees or if it's raining. I mean, they're always out there. They're always showing support for these eaters.
So, are they still holding it, though?
They're still holding it. I'd be lying to you if I said I know exactly how they're doing it. I think some of that information just hasn't been out yet because they're still trying to figure out what's going to be the safest way to make sure this goes on. So. I think one of the things being able to meet Joey Chestnut when we covered the national championship a year ago in Santa Clara, because he's a San Jose guy, and being able to eat a hot dog with Joey Chestnut was one of the cooler things I've ever done. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a little bit different this year, but I think Joey Chestnut will take it home, and that's usually around noontime on ESPN.
I love that Only in America is like a way to celebrate. It's completely just like gorging yourself on food. Everybody else is starving, but we're like, hey, we got too much.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's talk. I don't have a lot going on for sports, but I saw this morning when I woke up that FedEx, who has the naming rights to the Redskins field, right? They asked Redskins to change, and then just not too long ago, Redskins said, we will consider changing that. But this came up before.
Now, one of the interesting parts about it is on the committee, he was one of the chairmen for FedEx. He's also one of the part owners of the Redskins. So you knew it was only a matter of time when FedEx came out with that. And this has obviously been something that's been discussed, you know, for the last decade in changing the names. But, of course, with what's been going on throughout the country these last couple months, but if it's not going to change now, then when is it going to change?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been one of those guys that I think at first I was just like, you know, why change it? Why change it? But then again, like we've talked about the last couple weeks, on your program, you got to be consistent. And I think it's one of those things that, as a white male, I'll never truly understand, but I can see how that is offensive. And
they've changed many things. They now say, like, you no longer say, like, sit Indian style. You say sit crisscross applesauce.
You know, so the thing about it is we've seen high schools over the last decade, even these last couple months in particular, changing their school names if they have an Indian or, you know, a Native American or even a rebel. That's been something that's been changed a lot. So I'm interested to see, is this the beginning? I mean, there's a lot of other professional teams out there that have associations with Native Americans. I know the Chicago Blackhawks.
And Cleveland Indians, and they have that dopey-looking, like, cartoonish Native American character as their logo.
So, I mean, is this the beginning, potentially? I mean, I think the Indians would be probably most likely the next team, if this does happen. I think the Blackhawks would try to fight it off as much as they can. And the Blackhawks logo is not as offensive if you talk to the Native American community in comparison to, you know, Chief Wahoo. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the Indians got away from putting that logo on their helmet. I mean, on their helmet and on their hat. You know, they got away from that. They just have the block seat now for Cleveland.
That's pretty incredible. So I'll be interested to see, like you said, I think that this is now is the time. We know it came up before a few years ago. It was talking to kind of just people weren't so focused on it. I think one of the interesting things about this pandemic is that people have a lot of time. So that means it's not on to the next thing so quickly.
And like I said, if it doesn't change now, then I just don't know. It will change.
Yeah. Coming up tomorrow, anything on deck to drink? And are you somebody who makes your own 4th of July cocktails? Or are you a beer guy? What do you drink?
Well, it's a little weird because usually I go back home to Boston, and go on the Cape Cod. So not being able to do that this year, it's going to be a little bit different. But we're going to probably, you know, just start off with a nice Bloody Mary and, you know, maybe have a couple Corona Lights and just relax by the pool.
Nice. So listen, enjoy. Yeah, I know you told me you're babysitting your girlfriend's dog. So good luck with the dog. A lot of pressure riding on this for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm multitasking right now. Not one of my strengths. So hopefully I was able to be coherent today, but no barking. So I think we did a good job.
Yeah. If people want to hang out with you, Mike, where can they find you?
They can catch me at Mike_UVA on Twitter. And then starting next week, July 6th, it's the return of Sports Zone. It's going to be a brand new style, too. Every night is going to be the same. It's not going to be themes every night anymore. So that's going to begin on July 6th from 11 to 11:30 at night. And we're going to have more sports coverage than anyone else in the Midlands. Come watch Fox.